From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Another California lawmaker faces allegations of inappropriate behavior. This time, it's Democratic State Senator Bob Hertzberg of Los Angeles. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports.
Bob Hertzberg is a hugger. He hugs just about everyone, to the point that he's earned the nickname Huggy Bear. But a Sacramento Bee article quotes three lawmakers who say his hugs crossed a line and were inappropriate. Two of the three are sitting lawmakers who declined to give their names. A third, former Republican Assemblyman Linda Halderman, said Hertzberg hugged her repeatedly, and when she asked him to stop, he pinned her in his arms and thrust his groin into her. She told the Bee it was like dirty dancing. In a statement, Hertzberg said he's greeted friends and colleagues with a hug all his life. He went on to say, quote, "I apologize to anyone who may have ever felt uncomfortable, and I will change how I greet people moving forward." His office says he respects the women's right to come forward and will cooperate fully with any investigation. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
From horrible to slightly less horrible, that's how the California Assembly's Budget Committee chairman describes the federal tax overhaul deal reached Wednesday by congressional Republicans. The House-Senate compromise would allow Californians to choose between deducting up to $10,000 in state and local property tax or state income tax on their federal returns. Each chamber had previously voted to eliminate the income tax deduction. The tax code currently allows both deductions without the $10,000 limit. Assembly Budget Chairman Phil Ting says that's a slight improvement, but the Republican tax bill would still hurt Californians.
It's not really a catastrophe so much for the state because it doesn't impact specifically our revenue projections. But for people living in California, it's an absolute catastrophe.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of Bakersfield has argued it's not fair that lower tax states subsidize high tax ones. He says Sacramento should be held accountable for choosing to raise taxes. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.